I'm Michael Wallace. Every Monday and Friday at this time, we focus on personal finance, which investment options you may want to consider, and how the latest economic trends may impact your portfolio. Friday's latest job numbers could help. This economy created another 248,000 jobs in May. Almost a million jobs have been created since February. Joining us now is Gregory Mankiw, the chairman of the President's Council of Economic Advisors. Greg, for a long time, we've been calling this economic recovery a jobless recovery. Is it safe to remove the word jobless from that phrase now?
Oh, absolutely. This is the recovery formerly known as jobless. This is economy creating lots of jobs. Since August of last year, the economy's created 1.4 million jobs. That's a lot of jobs. Not enough. We still want to create more and want the unemployment rate to continue coming down, but we're heading in the right direction.
What's going to continue to drive the job creation?
The U.S. economy is very vibrant. I mean, free market economies naturally put people to work, naturally create economic growth, and what we need to do is sort of reduce the impediments to business expansion, and that's very much in the focus of the president's policies, to create an environment where businesses can expand and hire workers and create jobs.
What would some of those impediments be or could be in the coming months?
Well, higher oil prices are obviously one of the headwinds that the economy faces right now. They're not welcome, but I don't think that that's a significant enough headwind to derail the recovery. But there's still lots of things we are focused on as a policy matter, wanting to reduce the regulatory burden on businesses, wanting to reform the tort system, wanting to keep energy costs and health costs under control. These are all sort of very important priorities so that businesses will be encouraged to expand operations.
Talking about the job market and the economic recovery with Gregory Mankiw. He's the chairman of the President's Council of Economic Advisors. Let me ask you finally, Greg, do these great numbers again this month, can we finally put an end to the outsourcing debate with all this?
Well, I mean, we're very much free traders here in this administration. We believe that trade barriers are not the way to create prosperity. What we need to do is to work with other countries in order to reduce trade barriers abroad, and that's very much the focus of our policies. You know, Bob Zoellick is going around the world negotiating free trade agreements so that American businesses can expand around the world. Most of the potential customers for American products are not living in the United States. They live in other countries, and what we need to do is to make sure that American businesses have access onto the world economy and not retreat behind walls as some would have us do.
All right, Greg Mankiw, the chairman of the President's Council of Economic Advisors.